Crabtree Farms here in Chattanooga will be one of the vendors at tomorrow's Main Street Farmers Market, days after opening its own seasonal on-site farm store, following rules for pre-ordering and pickup at both locations. Melanie Lusk is Executive Director of Crabtree Farms.
Melanie, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me today.
How has Crabtree Farms adjusted during this time?
One of the true strengths of Crabtree Farms is that we have a long history of being adaptable. Being a farm in and of itself is risky, so we're always on our toes to see how we can move forward with things. So certainly we're blessed with that strength to be innovative and adaptable. Truly though, moving through our spring plant sale, which is actually our largest fundraiser for the farm, was a huge challenge. We were able to move a four-day festival into a two-week online platform in which folks were able to pre-order all of their selections. And basically a skeleton crew of staff and volunteers was able to pick, pack, load, and deliver about 16,000 plants and get them into the cars of our community.
You had to adjust as you were gearing up for an annual event.
Exactly. We were sort of watching things unfold and seeing what the reality was. Were we going to be able to have this event? It was quite the feat. We were able to find some technology that supported us. We're able to get all of those varieties, 450 plus varieties, onto an online platform and roll with it. We really didn't know what the response would be or how intense those 2 weeks would be. But I'll tell you, when that site went live and I was scrolling through my emails and it's just ping, ping, ping after the other, and the orders just kept flying in to the point where we actually shut down the system, crashed the system, and had to sort of put a halt on things just so we could regroup and figure out how were we going to actually pack all of these items. So the community response has been amazing. And really the staff response has been a real show of our resiliency.
And then how are you conducting operations now?
One of our biggest challenges is that we are a volunteer-heavy organization. And with the mandates and the social distancing, we've had to really limit that. So all staff has been tested after our two-week stint with more interaction with the community. We limit no more than 3 volunteers to join us on the farm at any given time slot right now. So we're really working with a skeleton crew and keeping social distancing amongst the staff and the volunteers that are here.
As things reopen in stages, what can you tell us about the road ahead for you folks at Crabtree Farms?
When we entered 2020, we had our sleeves rolled up and were really ready to expand upon our community engagement. I mean, really, that was setting the whole framework for 2020. So this has been a real challenge because everything we had planned for this year had a real social impact and a social connection. And we've had to shift everything as it comes. But we can tell you this, is that we are growing food as normal. We expect harvest to start by the end of May. And you will find us at the Main Street Farmers Market on Wednesday afternoons. Also have a farm store open here at the farm on Fridays and Saturdays. We do hope to continue to move in with our U-Pick program that we were hoping to expand upon this year. The key difference, though, will be that we will follow sort of the guidelines of Main Street Farmers Market, where everything is pre-ordered online and then prepared and packaged for easy handoff to our patrons.
What have you been hearing from customers? We know about people who have lost their jobs. We know about bottlenecks at grocery stores and supply chains. These are things that you folks at Crabtree Farms have plenty of experience with, pandemic or no pandemic.
In times of a lot of lack of control, right, people try to gain more control. And having control over your food sourcing is a reasonable way to do that, especially when more folks have time at home to prepare gardens and so forth. So what we're seeing is an actual huge response and increase in those that are interested in growing their own food, which really lent to an amazingly successful spring plant sale for us. There was a lot of gratitude in folks that we were able to make the shift and still offer the plants. A lot of enthusiasm for people that are, you know, ready to roll up their sleeves and try their hand at growing food for the first time, as well as a lot of gratitude from those that traditionally grow their own food. So I think we're positioned to meet a growing need in the community and a growing interest in the community. So we can help with the food sourcing by both the plants and also the actual food.
And where can people go online for more information?
Folks can find more information about Crabtree Farms on our website, crabtreefarms.org. They can also sign up for our electronic newsletter. It's a great asset that we offer the community, includes seasonal recipes and all of the happenings going on at the farm and what we'll be bringing to market each week. They can also follow us on social media at both Facebook and Instagram.
All right. Melanie, thanks so much.
Thank you.